This is Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita class, and we're embarking on a new story here. We're in Benares, Varanasi, and we're with Gauranga. He's come there, and he's being hosted by one Brahmin. He's a guest of one Brahmin, and the Brahmin's name is the same as his last name, Mishra, Tapan Mishra. Who is Tapan Mishra? Tapan Mishra is the first person to know that Lord Chaitanya is Krishna, Bhagavan. Where did he learn that?
Bengal.
In Bengal. Who is his son? Who is the son of Tapan Mishra? Thank you. Raghunath Bhatta Goswami ki jai. So this is the father of Raghunath Bhatta Goswami. And we'll hear about that Raghu. Bhatta Raghunath. Echai Gosaya Kori Chananan Vandan. Yoho Hete Bignanash Abhishta Puran. E Matta Nana Suke Prabhu Aila Khasi. Madhyan Snan Kaila Mani Karni Kaya Asi. The old name for Benares, we say, it's called Varanasi today or Benares? It's called Varanasi. Well, the old name was Benares or also Kashi. Gauranga arrived at Kashi. Actually, it says the holy dam of Kashi. Because Kashi is one of the Mukta Puri, one of the seven cities of India. If you die there, anyone dies here, they get mukti. Mathura, Ayodhya, Dwarka, Kashi, maybe Shiv Kanchi, there's a few here, maybe Srirangam. And Mathura, Braj Mandal is also a good place to die. Today is also a good day. It'll be easy to remember your departure. Oh yeah, he left on Rasa Purnima. Maybe that's not anyone's plan. But who knows? So he arrived there with great happiness, Sukha. He was very happy to be in this holy place, Kashi on the banks of the Ganga, Varanasi. And he took his bath in the Ganga at a famous bathing ghat called Manikarnika. Once an earring, a jeweled earring, fell from the kundala, Makara kundala, fell from the ear of Vishnu. And it landed there. It landed in Varanasi. Some say, that's interesting. Some say that the earring fell from the ear of Vishnu. And is it there? It's still going. And some say it fell from the ear of Shiva. Because Varanasi is generally connected with Shiva. So many Mayavadis are there. Prakashananda Saraswati. And as Vrindavan is the capital of Vaishnavas, especially Radha Krishna Bhaktas, Gopal Bhaktas. So similarly, Benares or Kashi is the capital of the Shaivites. That's their one of their main holy places. And as you know, when Lord Chaitanya was in Kashi, he met Prakashananda Saraswati, the famous Mayavadi. Gauranga took bath there. It's such a special place. An earring, a kundala, fell from Shiva's ear and blessed that place and sanctified that place. Or an earring fell from Vishnu's ear. The Shaivites will say it fell from Shiva's ear. The Vishnus will say, the Vaishnavas will say it fell from Vishnu's ear. So they're both wrong, or they're both right? Or one's right and one's wrong? Or it's all right? It's all right. Everything is right and correct. Acha, there's even another opinion. Lord Vishwanath, the great physician who cures the disease of material existence by delivering a person through the ear, which receives the vibration of the holy name of Lord Ram. Because this holy place is known as Manikarnika. It is said that there is no better place than this where the Ganga flows. It's especially sanctified because it's very dear to Lord Vishwanath. This is told in other Shastras also, and now it's repeated and quoted in Navadvipa Dham Mahatmyam by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. If someone is residing in maybe Simantadvip, or one of the nine islands of Navadvip, at the time of his death, Lord Shiva will come, and in his ear he will chant, Gauranga, Gauranga. I think it's there. So that means that sometimes for the Vaishnavas, Vaishnavanam Yata Shambhu, that the greatest Vaishnava, Lord Shiva, he comes to the bedside, or the floor side, or whatever side, where someone is dying, and then he speaks in his ear the holy name of Ishtadev. Mani Karnika. Karnika means ear, Mani means jewel. So the greatest jewel that anyone can attain is mukti. Dharam artha moksha, mukti. Mukti prapti, moksha prapti. So that's easily available if someone hears Shudanam at the time of death, or someone chants Shudanam. So at the time of death, in this particular place, this is sanctified because Vishwanath, who is Vishwanath? Mahadev, Lord Shiva. So there, it says that someone goes there, if he's a Vaishnava, Ram Bhakta, and he's leaving his body, then Shiva, because it's his place, he'll come and chant it in the ear. So what happens to the devotees that live in Vrindavan, and they're leaving their bodies? So Radharani comes, and she chants in their ear, Krishna, Sham. Or Krishna comes and chants and says, chant Hare, 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 Hare. Hare is Radha. So Krishna comes as a super soul with the Atma, with the Jiva. And he comes to the bedside or to the room and devotees are chanting. So then the devotees hear the holy name and they get the Manikarnika. That great gem of the Shudanam enters their ear and they get the greatest attainment, the gem-like attainment of mukti. At the time, Madhyan Leela, around 12 in the afternoon, when Mahaprabhu was bathing in Ganga, a Brahmin was also bathing there. Se kale tapan mishra kare Ganga snan Prabhu deki haila tandra kichu vismaya gyan. When that Brahmin, Tapana Mishra, saw Gauranga bathing in the Ganga, he became astonished because he already met him before. Oh, you're here. Because he met him previously in Bengal. Now he's meeting him. Purve shuni jache prabhu karyachina sanyas nishchaya kariya haila ridaye ulas. Tapana Mishra began to think, I have heard that Nimai Pandit has taken sannyas, that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has taken sannyas, and he became jubilant in his heart. He's thinking, this is that same Pandit that I met. Now he's in sannyas, shaved head. Then he had long, wavy hair. Now he's shaved up. He's wearing white and now he's wearing keshar, saffron color. Immediately recognizing him, he grasped the lotus feet of Mahaprabhu. Prabhura charana dhari karena rodhan. Prabhu tari uttan kaila alingan. He grasped the Lord's feet, Tapanamishra. Then the Lord bent down with his long arms and he lifted him up and prema lingana. He embraced his devotee, Tapana Mishra. Prabhulana Gela Vishveshvara Darashan Tabeyasi Deki Bindu Maravacharan. Tapana Mishra took Mahaprabhu to visit the temple of Vishveshvara. From there they saw the lotus feet of Lord Bindu Madhav. So this is what devotees do when they go to a holy place. They take a snan, tirtha snan, then they take darshan of the presiding deities of that locale. if someone goes to Mathura for Darshan of Krishna Janmasthan, first they will go to Vishramghat, where Krishna rested after killing Kans. And then they'll take bath in Yamuna there, become so much free from sins and pap. And then they will go to the Keshava Mandir, Adi Keshava. And they'll take darshan of Krishna, Vishnu there, Adi Keshava. So then he's come to Kashi, he's taken his Ganga Snan, now he's taking darshan. Bindu Madhav. It's actually Vishnu Didi, Bindu Madhav. Gare lana aila prabhu ke anandittahan, seva kare nritya kare vastra udhan. With great pleasure, Tapan Mishra brought Mahaprabhu to his home and served him. And while doing so, he began to dance, waving his cloth, vastra udhan. This is a anubhav, and when one feels ecstasy, they want to wave something. How you, yeehaw. So we see when the story of in the Krishna book, in Dwarka Leela, Krishna went to visit King Shutadev. Shutadev and Sudama are two stories in one chapter. And then it's described that the Brahmin was waving his cloth and dancing in the air. Oh, he's come to my house. Krishna's come to my house. He was so much excited and happy that he this particular expression of waving the cloth. So he's in that bhav, yahu bhav, wah bhav. Prabhura charanondaka savamshe kailapan bhatta charyera puja kaila karya samhan. And these are all so many practical lessons of sadachar and behavior. Behavior at a holy place, behavior of a grihastha brahmin when receiving a sannyasi, a yati, a wandering mendicant, receiving him in your home, serving him. So what service did he do? First, he washed the lotus feet of the Lord, Mahaprabhu. Then he and his whole family drank at Gauranga Charanamrita. Then he also worshipped Balabhadra Bhattacharya and showed him respect. So this is, it's obvious that if you know that someone is God, you will worship them. Hari Puja. It is obvious that if God comes to your house, you will wash his feet and drink the Krishna Charanamrita. But he's not neglecting the menial servant, who is also a Brahmin, by the way, Balabhadra Bhattacharya. But he's giving full adhar, respect and honor to the servant. We see sometimes people very much honor the guru, but they don't honor the guru's servants. So he's showing a very good example that Hari Guru Vaishnav Seva, they're of equal tattva. This is being shown here. This one verse is showing this. Hari tattva, Vaishnav tattva, Bhagavat tattva. Bhagavan achar, Vaishnav achar. You heard this, Vaishnav achar. How to behave with Vaishnavas. Kanishta Madhyam Uttam. And Bhagavat achar, how to behave with the Lord, with the deity. So this Mishra, this Brahmin, Tapan Mishra, the father of Raghunath Bhatta, he's teaching, receiving Mahaprabhu in his house, showing the example. Prabhure nirmantran kari gare bhikshadhila balabhadra bhattacharya pakka karaila. Tapana Mishra invited Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to take lunch at his home, and he asked Balabhadra Bhattacharya to cook, because he knows exactly what the Lord likes. It says paka karaila. It's kacha, it could be kacha karaila. Could steam vegetables is kacha, not paka. Right? So he didn't he had him cook, but cook paka bog. Paka upaka or kacha. Raw. He didn't make steamed vegetables like everyone's eating for Kartik or Chaturmasya. He made paka for Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya goes through Jarikan forest and eats some neem leaves and eats some mool, some roots from the ground and some fruits that Balabhadra Bhattacharya collects for him when they're doing vanvas. and doing Vanyatra. But when he goes in the Brahmin's house in Kashi, Varanasi, then he says, no neem leaves over here. Make pakavog to honor my guest. So this means that even if a sannyasi comes, although he may be extremely austere, no one can match the tapasya of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, yet it's the etiquette to offer him very opulent foodstuffs, although he may defer your offer and only accept some lafra, steamed vegetables. Bhikshakari Mahaprabhu Karila Shayan Mishrapucha Ragukari Parasamvahan. After lunch, Mahaprabhu took rest. This is pretty standard Vaishnava behavior. Hey, Prabhu, why are you sleeping? There was so much temple service. Hey, I'm following Mahaprabhu. We are Gaudiya Vaishnavas. Why you ask me? I ate lunch. Now you want me to go in the kitchen and clean up pots? Hey, all right. We have to purely follow the teachings and examples of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. This one teaching everyone will remember when they leave this class. Yes, after you eat, you should sleep. I don't think you have to remember that. If you eat enough, automatically. So he took rest. And then a young boy named Raghu came to massage his legs. The son of Tapan Mishra. That is Raghunath Bhatta Goswami. But now he's Raghu. Raghu Bhatta. Raghu Balak. Little boy. Prabhura Sheshana Mishra. Savamshe Kaila. Prabhu Aila Shuni Chandra Shekara Aila. Obviously, Gauranga's Mahaprasad was taken by all the members of Tapanacharya's family with great appreciation and great relish. And while that was going on, the news spread far and wide in Varanasi that Gauranga had come to town and he was staying with Tapana Mishra. So the old associates of the Lord, who the Lord knew and met in Navadvipa and Mayapur, some of them were also there, like Tapana Mishra and Chandrasekhar Acharya. If you go to Sanatana Goswami's Samadhi, Mandir, in Vrindavan, on the banks of the Yamuna, you'll see two Samadhis next to it. One is Tapana Mishra, the other is Chandrasekhar Acharya. So they're very close. Chandrasekhar Acharya, his house is right next to Mahaprabhu's. And after Jagannath Mishra left this world out of separation from his eldest son, Vishwarup, then Chandrasekhar looked after, he took a protective role in the lives of Mother Shachi Mata, because her husband had prematurely left at a very young age, a relatively young age. So then he treated Nimai Pandit like his son. And sometimes Nimai would often go there. He would teach him and instruct him and also play with him and steal from him and so many things. And sometimes Chandrasekhar, he would hold dramas in his house. And that's in Chaitanya Mangal, and maybe Chaitanya Bhagavat also. That one time, Lord Gauranga played the role of Rukmini. That is a long story, nice pastime. So Chandrasekhar, he's heard that Gauranga is in Varanasi, so he's come to meet him, naturally. Mishra Sakateno Prabhura Purvadhas Vaidya Jati Likana Vritti Varanasi Vas. Chandrasekhar was a friend of Tapana Mishra's. Mishra Saka. And he was long known to Mahaprabhu as his servant. Prabhura Purvadhas, Purva, from long before he was his servant. Like all of us. For long ago, time immemorial, were designated as servants. Nitya Das. Who was this person, Chandrasekhar? By caste, he was a physician. but by profession he was a clerk. So someone might be by caste, a Brahmin, but they're driving a taxi. Or they're programming computers. This is shooter work. Computers is shooter work. Machines, all the yantra, all these things. That's the only way for a Brahmin to make a living nowadays. So, actually, in the traditional Vedic culture, the Vaidyas, and some Brahmins are Vaidyas, but oftentimes the barbers were the doctors. The barber. A barber is a Shudra, less than a Shudra. But when he's dealing medicines to the medicines can take, the Brahmins can take medicine from the hand of a barber. It's considered the barber's hand is pure, do you know that? Otherwise, his caste is so low. He's very low caste, I think Shudra less. So a Brahmin, if some Shudra touches him, he has to change his caste or take a bath in the Ganga, or he's considered contaminated. But the barber's hand is considered pure. Very interesting. And the cow's mouth is impure. Yeah. Do you know that? Yeah, the cow's mouth is impure. Because in Ramayana, I think it was Ramayana, there's some pastime where Ram was looking for Sita and the cow knew, but it was afraid of Ravana. So he didn't speak. Something like this pastime, something. The cow was afraid to speak in some circumstance. Then the cow was cursed by sage or whatever. That your body, everything is pure about you. Your urine, your everything, but your mouth is impure. So if you touch the cow's mouth, you have to wash your hands. If you push his back and everything, it's okay. Interesting.
Wow.
Asi Prabhu Pari Pari Karina Rodhan Prabhu Utti Tanre Kripaya Kaila Lingan. When Chandrasekhar came there, he fell down before the lotus feet of Mahaprabhu and began to cry. The Lord, standing up, embraced him out of his causeless mercy. The Lord was sitting down. He was resting when he came. So here, this gentleman, this devotee, Chandrasekhar Acharya, he's 60, 70 years old. Mahaprabhu's 24, 25, just taken sannyas. But he understands that this is, that Gauranga is actually Krishna. Chandrasekhara kahi Prabhu bhara kripa kaila apane asiya britya darashana dila. Chandrasekhar said, my dear Lord, because it says kripaya alingana, he gave a warm embrace of mercy. You have bestowed your causeless mercy upon me by embracing me with such kindness just to show favor to your old servant. Indeed, you have come here personally to Varanasi to give me your audience. So this is how he's tracing it out. Lord Chaitanya, it is not said that Gauranga specifically went there to meet Chandrasekhar. He was moving here and there in different holy places in India after sannyas. In this particular chapter, the Lord travels to Vrindavan. So to go to Vrindavan, you have to go through Varanasi. So he's on his way to Vrindavan. So someone is going to Bombay and they stop somewhere in between. Doesn't mean necessarily they're stopping there for a particular purpose or to meet someone. Oh, you've stopped in my city. You must have stopped to meet me. No, I'm going to Bombay. I didn't stop. So Gauranga, he's come there to Varanasi. And this devotee, Chandrasekhar, his angle of vision is that this mercy, you've come for me. But someone else can see it. Maybe Tapana Mishra can think, oh, Gauranga, you've come here to Varanasi to meet me. So this is the speciality of the heart of the devotee, that he sees everything in his environment connected to the center. The center is Krishna, and he's one in service of that center. So Chandrasekhar is saying, oh, you come here to give me mercy. I was living before next to you in Navadvip, Mayapur. But then I've moved here. I don't know if he moved there after he took sannyas, because it's said that after Lord Chaitanya took sannyas and left Navadvip, many of his parishads, they also left Mayapur. They couldn't bear to stay there. See the Ganga, see, oh, that's the banana trees. The favorite trees of Lord Gauranga are banana trees. They're there. He's born under a neem tree, and he used to rip off the bananas. Krishna's favorite tree is the Kadamba tree. It smells like Radharani. Very wonderful, fragrant. And Radharani's favorite tree is the Tamal tree. Because Kadamba has very sweet-smelling flowers. Radharani's very sweet. But the Tamal tree has poisonous fruits. Because Tamal Krishna sometimes acts in poisonous ways. That's why he likes to make friends with Kaliya. Kali was spitting out so much poison. And Gopi says, yeah, you have the same nature. Sometimes you're burning us with your words. You're burning us with your behavior. So Kali is burning with his poison from his mouth. You have come here personally to give me your audience. Because everything's personal. Why I'm here and he's here. He's come for me. And he said, no, I haven't come for you. No, but that's his angle. The angle of vision of the devotee is all good things that are happening to me, any good spiritual improvement or upliftment I'm having in my life, this Krishna's sending this to me directly. It's for me. Because obviously Chandrasekhar, he's come to Tapanamishra's house. He's meeting Gauranga in Tapanamishra's house, his friend. Both were in Mayapur previously. So you could think, well, he didn't come to my house. If he really came to see me, he would have come to my house. Like someone says, oh, you know, so-and-so's come to see me in Bombay. Where's he staying? Somebody else's house. Acha. He must really like you. But you have 5-6 guest bedrooms. Yeah, I know, but he's not staying. So he went to Tapanamishra's house. But, so obviously he's also a Brahmin, Chandrasekhar. So he could have understood, well, he didn't favor him. He's not saying, oh, you got the mercy, I didn't. You got the favor. He's staying at your house, not mine. He thought, oh, you've come here, you've come to this house for me. You come to his house, to this place, and this house personally to favor me. This is the angle of the devotee. He doesn't see enemies, he sees friends. No enemies, surrounded by friends. Now he's saying, Apana Parabde Vasi Varanasi Shtan Maya Brahma Shabda Vina Nahi Shuni Kahan. Oh my Lord Gauranga, due to my Parabda, my previous past misdeeds and sins, I am forced to reside in this Mayavadi capital of Varanasi. But here, I don't hear anything but the words Brahman, Maya, Brahman, Maya. I don't hear Madhur Naam. Hariharaya Nama Krishna Yadavaya Namaha Yadavaya Madhavaya Keshavaya Nam. I don't hear this. You're not wandering down the streets in Nadia chanting the Madhur Naam of Krishna. All I hear is Brahman, Aham Brahmasmi, Tat Tvamasi. Soham, soham. So he's felt, I'm cursed. If I can't hear the Madhur Naam of Krishna, I am cursed. Because he was surrounded by Mayavadis. You go to Bombay, Delhi, what are you surrounded by? Mayavadis, Shunyavadis, impersonalists, Buddhists. Where do you hear the holy name? Rare. So it's a torture. He's considering, it's my prarabdha that I'm suffering by living in Delhi or Bombay. I should be living in Vrindavan. Not only that, Mahaprabhu, listen. Shadharashana vakya vinakata nahieta mishra kripa kari more sunanan krishna kata. No one in this place of Varanasi, all they talk about is Sadharshan, the six philosophies of India, Vaisheshika, Naya, Yog, Shankhya, Karma Vimamsh, and the Brahma Vimamsha Vedanta. That whole thing is like this. Nonetheless, Tapanamishra has been very kind to me, for he speaks Krishna Katha. So he's in the midst of hell. He's surrounded by the fires of hell, but he's drinking cool ambrosia. Tavakatamritam. Tavakatamritam tapta jivanam. He's being burned, tapta jivanam. His life is being burned by all this Mayavadi katha, Mayavadi talk. Nirvashesh vakya. But in the middle of that fire, then someone's pouring cooling nectar on his head. Ah. Amritam. Katha amritam. And that's how he's surviving. So that's how anyone survives. If anyone's living in the hell of Delhi, helly smelly Delhi, as we say, helly smelly Delhi or Bombay or any city out away from the Vaishnavas, he will find nectar pouring on his head when he hears Hari Katha, Krishna Katha. Someone sent us a message, an email. He said, I'm in America. He said, but practically, I'm living by hearing your katha. Your katha is keeping me alive in this faraway place from Vrindavan. I was thinking, that's nice. It makes one feel appreciated. I mean, it's heavy, keeping alive. As he said, like that, keeping alive. Nirantara dunhe chinti tamara charan sarvagya ishvara tumi dhila darashan. O Gauranga, Tapanamishra and I, we're always incessantly remembering your lotus feet. Nirantara tamara chinti tamara charan. Tamara charan. Your feet, chinti, we're always thinking about niranta anta, antilila. At the end of Chaitanya Charitamrita, Antilila. Nir Antya means no end. Nirantara. Nirantara Chinti. We're always thinking. Although you are the omniscient Supreme Personality of Godhead, you have granted your audience your Sarvagya Ishvara. You are completely omniscient, all knowing. You're Ishvara. But yet you've kindly come here to give us your darshan. Shuni Mahaprabhu, Jabena Sri Vrindavane, Dinakata Rahitara, Vritya Duijhane, O my Lord, O Prabhu, Mahaprabhu, I've heard that you're going to Vrindavan. Please stay here at Varanasi for a few days and deliver us, for we are your two servants, Dinakata Rahi, Vritya Duijhane. Although Chandrasekhar is an eternal servant of Gauranga, he humbly presented himself as fallen. Therefore, he requested the Lord to deliver him in Tapanamishra. Does an eternal associate of the Lord need to be delivered? No. So why is he asking the Lord to stay there for a few days? Since he's already delivered. There's an internal reason, external reason. Yes. The internal reason, one devotee said, the internal reason is to pacify and to the burning fire of separation that his beloved servants are feeling in his absence. So that's the internal reason, exchange of intimate love with his devotees, as the Lord is always doing. But now, the devotees could be satisfied with that, but they want to relish that, but the simultaneously to their relishing his darshan association, Tapanamishra and Chandrasekhar, devotees are always thinking of two things. Gaudiya Vaishnava is always thinking of two things, himself and others. A yogi, Ram Bhakta, Vishnu Bhakta, generally they think myself, my dharma, my art, my moksha. But the Gaudiya Vaishnava is udhar, parakara upakar, to do good for others. Audharya Bhagavan, Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki jai. Lord Chaitanya is relishing so much Mahabhav in his heart, but he's always thinking of others. So they're thinking, well, you've come here, and if you just go tonight, we got benefit. We're somewhat relieved. But what about the others? What about these Mayavadis? These Prakashanandas and all these Brahmanvadis chanting Om Namo and all these things. Mishra kahe Prabhu Yavat Kashite Rahiva Mora Nirmantara Vina Anya Namaniva. Tapan Mishra said, "My dear Lord, as long as you stay in Varanasi, please do not accept any invitation other than mine." Maniba. Don't give any regard or any thought to anyone else's invitation. There's so many Brahmins that may be there, and they may want to invite the Lord. But Tapana Mishra is feeling some possessive feelings for Gauranga. He doesn't want to share him. Because Chandrasekhar also has a house. Yes? He's a Brahmin. He's married. Tapana Mishra is married. So Chandrasekhar is sitting there when this is going on. Hare, what about me? I'm also a Brahmin. I'm also an eternal associate. I also know him. He's like my son. I should feed my son. I can't invite him. That's very interesting. E mata Mahaprabhu dui brityaravas icha nahi tabu tata rahila dina dash. Although Gauranga had not made any such plan, Mahaprabhu remained for 10 days in Varanasi, being obligated by the request of his two servants. Of course, these servants are very merciful, very compassionate for the Nirvishesh Shunyavadis of Varanasi. Maharashtriya Vipra, I say Prabhu Deki Bade, Prabhu Rarupa Prima Deki, Haya Chamatkare. At that place of Varanasi, Benares, there was a Brahmin from Maharashtra. Maharashtra means Bombay side, yes? Maharashtra. He used to come every day to see Mahaprabhu. This Brahmin was simply astonished to see the Lord's personal beauty and ecstatic love. Mahaprabhu Rupa, Mahaprabhu Prema Deki, Chamatkari. And many places in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishna's Kaviraj is explaining the two, let's say, instruments that Gauranga Mahaprabhu used to spread Krishna consciousness in the subcontinent of India. What are those two instruments? Huh? Saundarya Rupam, his extraordinary beauty, Chamatkar, astonishing, amazing. Saundarya Rupam Chamatkara, astonishing and amazing beauty. And what else? No. Bolo? Huh? No. That's what he's doing. It ends up to be magnanimity. There's two instruments. I know instruments. I don't want to say weapons because it's not weapons. There are two instruments by which he spread Krishna consciousness. One was his beauty. Now, if you want to get attention, if you're very beautiful, will you get attention? Go to Bollywood. Go to Hollywood. Hi. All the kings, Ruchir Anana. Anana means face, Ruchi means tasty, sweet, delightful, attractive, charming. That's the Sanskrit word used to describe Rukmini when she came out of Chandrabhaga's temple after doing Durga Puja before her marriage. Ruchir Anana. All the princes, all the kings were sitting on their horses because it's Swayambhar. This Rukmini will pick her king, pick her husband. So they all came there. And Krishna was secretly arranged to marry her, pre-planning. So when they're sitting there, let's get the first glimpse because they hadn't even seen her. They don't have any Facebook or anything. So they had to see her face to face. Sakshat Darshan. So they're sitting on their horse. She came out. She was so beautiful, the goddess of fortune personified, and more so, because she's Dwarka Mahishi, not a Lakshmi. They fell off their horses, hundreds and hundreds of handsome, powerful, influential princes and kings, they fell off their horses. Ah, that's attraction. So, Gauranga spread Krishna consciousness by his Sundari Rupa, his beauty, and what else? His prem. Haribo. So what, is there anything more, let me ask you, is there anything more attractive in this world than beauty and prem? I mean, beauty and love? You may have beauty, but you're a selfish, nasty demon to start. So you have beauty, but you're by yourself. No girl wants to be with you, I'd say beautiful woman. No man wants to be there. You're too puffed up, too proud, this, that. So beauty plus love. Perfectional beauty of love of Radharani combined with the perfectional beauty and love of Krishna. What do you get? Rasaraj Mahabhav Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Ki Jai. He was astonished when this Maharashtrian Brahman came to Tapanamishra's house. He was astonished by what? By beauty and love. So this means that beauty and love have chamatkar gun. Chamatkar. They have the qualities of astonishment. Wow. To see love, one becomes astonished because it's so rare. To see love or experience loving dealings is astonishing because it's rarely experienced. And to see real beauty is also astonishing. So he's seeing both in one place, at one time. Viprasabe nirmantraya prabhu nahiman prabhu kahe ajimora haneche nirantran. When the Varanasi Brahmins would invite Mahaprabhu to lunch, the Lord would not accept their invitations. He would reply, I have already been invited somewhere else. I don't know if he said it like that. Where? Who? E mata pratidina karina vanchan sanyasira sanga bhaye namanena nirvantran. Every day Mahaprabhu refused the invitations of these Varanasi Brahmins because he was afraid of associating with Mayavadi sannyasis. Sangha Bhaya. That's very interesting. Sannyasi Bhaya. The first characteristic of a sannyasi is supposed to be fearless. Fearlessness. I mean, fearless. Do not be afraid. Go in the Jarikan forest. Jarikan forest. There's tigers, lions, bears, cobras. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. No problem. Jarikand. Lord Chaitanya went through Jarikan forest with Balabhadra Bhattacharya. But you come out of the jungle and go to Varanasi and they see a Mayavadi. Ooh, wah. You're not afraid of a tiger or a cobra, but you're afraid of a Mayavadi. Very interesting. Sanyasira Sangha Bhaye. I'm afraid. Mayavadi Shunya Bhashale Sarva Bhakti Nash. Mayavadi Bhashya Shunile Sarva Bhakti Nash. If you hear Mayavadi talks, then all your bhakti is katam hogya. So they would come and invite him. Sannyasi, I'm a Brahmin, please come to my house. It's the duty of Brahmin, of sannyasis, to take bhikshu at Grihasa's homes. Koine. No, thank you. A Vaishnava sannyasi never accepts an invitation from a party who considers Mayavadi sannyasis and Vaishnava sannyasis be one and the same. Vaishnava sannyasis do not like to associate with Mayavadis. What to speak of eating with them? This principle must be followed by the sannyasis of the Krishna consciousness movement. This is the instruction Mahaprabhu gave by his personal behavior. So this means, what does it mean, Mayavadi, Vaishnava? So that the point is that, is it the cover that are we afraid of the cover? Cover means clothes. It says that he would not take food from the Mayavadis. It's because the way they dress or they carry egg danda. No. And Prabhupada says we should be careful about taking, sannyasis should not take food in the homes of sannyasis, Mayavadi sannyasis. So they're human beings, they're Brahmins, they may invite us. So they're pure in behavior, they're making sattvic ahara, vegetarian foodstuffs. What's the problem? The problem is not the cover, but inside the cover. What's inside the head? What's underneath the clothes? The philosophy. What is their conception of God? So this means that we become contaminated not by walking down the street with a Mayavadi, But his consciousness goes in the food he eats. So we eat that food, we get his consciousness. And we hear his speech, his consciousness goes in his speech. If we see his face, his consciousness is in his face. If there's no consciousness in your face, what are you? Dead. Thank you. If there's no consciousness in your face, no energy of the soul, you're dead. That's contaminating. That's to be rejected and avoided. Not only Mayavadi consciousness, but abhaktas. The consciousness of an abhakta. We should not take food from a materialist. An abhakta. One who's not a devotee. Because that, oh, he's my friend, he's my uncle, this, that. But that consciousness will infect you with maya, with sense gratification. So this is a very important point. One should think very deeply about who am I going to eat with? What is their consciousness? Not their dress, this, that, whatever. What is their consciousness? What is their philosophy? Just being with them and eating with them. And moreover, what I'm eating with them is like way up there. You're directly, the food is coming right into you. You are what you eat. You eat Mayavadi food, become Mayavadi. So this is the story of the Lord Chaitanya. Tapana Mishra hosts Lord Chaitanya in his house in Varanasi. And we'll continue this. We'll stay in Varanasi for a while. I won't keep you there too long. Because I don't want anyone to eat any Mayavadi's food. But we'll continue tomorrow with Gaurahari sells his bhav. Gaurahari sells his bhav to a Banaris Brahmin. That's tomorrow.